Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a precious opportunity for us to take time out to listen to the Bible and to hear what God has to say to us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. It is God who enables us, along with you, to stand firm for Christ. He has commissioned us, and he has identified us as his own by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first instalment that guarantees everything he has promised us. I wonder what you really make of your Christian brothers and sisters, honestly. Before you tell me, let me suggest that you find them mixed. You feel incredibly close to some of them and know that you could share anything with them. And then there are others who you find, well, hard work. You just don't easily see eye to eye with them. Their approach to life and the Lord is so different from yours. That was certainly Paul's experience. The Christians in Corinth were very mixed. Some were his close friends, and others were doing everything they could to bring him down. What I love about these verses today is that Paul addresses the whole church and celebrates the way in which God has blessed them, all of them. He's so gracious with his accusers and with those who are trying to obstruct his ministry. He wants to remind them all that they're standing firm in Christ and that they can all be sure of God's blessings in the future. Paul speaks of the blessing of the Holy Spirit that is at work in every single believer. He tells them that the Holy Spirit is like a seal of ownership upon them. Because they've received the Spirit, they can be absolutely sure that they belong to God, but more. He tells them that the Holy Spirit is like a deposit or a down payment which God has made and which makes it absolutely certain that we'll receive all of God's future blessings. It's easy to understand that Paul would say all of these things about the people that he really likes in Corinth, but he was affirming that they were God's true words about every single Christian, including those who are giving him such a hard time. That's grace. And I find that deeply moving. Let me pray with you. Thank you, loving Lord, that you are so generous and loving to every Christian, whether we get on well with them or not. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premier.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.